For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tonight, money laundering, embezzlement, spy equipment. That's a state case against former Director General of the National Signals Bureau as laid out by Attorney General Dr. Dominic Ayine.
On February 6, 2020, Mr. Edubuohe then transferred an initial amount of 27,100,000 Ghana cedis, that is, to the private BNC account at UMB.
We have details of the state's accusation against the actual Akufo-Addo government appointee, who is said to have misapplied more than 39 million cedis privately.
Importantly, after the initial transfer of the 9.5 million Ghana cedis, which was the equivalent of 1.750 United States of American dollars from the private BNC to ISC Holdings, no further payments were made to ISC Holdings. Mr. Edubuohe and his wife began applying the rest of the funds for their personal use, making transfers to local third parties, you know, personal investments, as well as transfers to unknown persons.
More from today's news conference addressed by the Attorney General, where he has been warning banks against allowing transfers and other dealings from the suspect's bank account. Here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, Attorney General Dr. Dominic Ayine has laid out the state case against former Director General of the National Signals Bureau, Kwabena Edubuohe, who was arrested last Thursday. Dr. Dominic Ayine revealed that the Financial Intelligence Center is actively tracking bank account linked to Mr. Edubuohe and his wife as part of ongoing investigations into alleged financial crimes related to the purchase of a cybersecurity equipment from an Israeli firm. We'll get into the details shortly. But first, though, listen to the AG review the mechanisms deployed by the former national security operative to evade arrest.
On February 25, 2025, around 11:30, 23:20 hours, EOC received intelligence that suspect Kwabena Edubuohe left the country for the United Kingdom via British Airways flight BA078 to London. Days after that, EOCO received further intelligence that a suspect had flown from the United Kingdom to Dubai and had purchased an Emirates airline ticket which suggested that he was expected to arrive in Ghana on Friday, March 21st, 2025 at 12 noon via Emirates flight number EK187. On Thursday, March 20th, 2025, EOCO received intelligence again, additional intelligence, that a suspect had cancelled his flight and rescheduled his arrival to Ghana from Dubai to April 18, 2020. Now, I want this chronology to sink in because of a point that I will be making later on about why we are detaining him. On March 20th, around 3 p.m., EOC's operational team, led by the acting deputy executive director in charge of operations, assessed his operational plan to include the possibility that the suspect could have traveled back to London to fly to Ghana in an attempt to evade surveillance. EOCO assessed with high confidence that the changes made by the suspect in terms of arrival date in Ghana may have been calculated step to mislead investigators and throw them off any possible surveillance. EOCO further assessed that the time of the cancellation of the Emirates flight coincided with the time the British Airways was expected to fly from Heathrow to Ghana. The decision was taken to place the suspect on a stop order and make emergency operational adjustments and brace for his unexpected arrival and arrest of the suspect on either British Airways or KLM, which was expected to arrive in Accra. An hour to the arrival of the British Airways flight 078 in Accra, EOCO received intelligence that a name similar to that of suspect Kobina Edibwohi had changed from K. Edibwohi to O. Edibwohi in the manifest, may be on the British Airways flight. The suspect has likely altered his name on all the name that is reflected on all his passports. Around 9 p.m. on March 21st, the suspect was stopped by Ghana Immigration Service as he attempted to use the commercially important person CIP terminal at the Kotoka International Airport. Now, he had changed his class from business class to economy, okay, and decided to evade arrest through the CIP terminal.
So that is the Attorney General, Dr. Dominic Ayinide, a member of the Legal Affairs Desk. Kwaku Asantisa through the news conference earlier today, and I joined with more. Kwaku, grateful. And now give us details of what this transaction was about and what exactly Mr. Edibwohi is alleged to have done.
So, Grace, the National Signals Bureau, then called, but now called National Bureau of Communication, decided to purchase some cyber software from an Israeli firm that was going to cost the state a little over 9 million Ghana cedis in terms of the dollar denomination at the time, per the facts that have been provided by the Attorney General. But the then Signal Bureau boss, who is now under arrest, Mr. Edibwohi, also formed a company with a similar name as the National Bureau of Communication and transferred from the state an amount of 49 million Ghana cedis into that account of that company that he owned privately with his wife. And then they used, according to the states and according to Attorney General, a little over 9 million Ghana cedis to actually purchase that software and kept 39 million Ghana cedis for themselves. Listen to the Attorney General lay out these claims and these allegations in his own words.
As a director of BNC, Mr. Edibwohi was a co-signatory to the BNC's director's account at Fidelity Bank. While serving as director of BNC, however, he and his wife, Ms. Angela Ejeboatin, registered a company on October 23rd, 2018, which they named, and listen carefully, BNC Communications Bureau Limited. It is important to note that the similarity between the names here, that is BNC, was designed, you know, to engage in a criminal enterprise, which will unfold as I go further. For purposes of differentiation, we will call the private company private BNC, and call Ghana Signal and National Security BNC the National BNC. Mr. Eduboyin, who is the head or who was the head of the BNC, and his wife are listed as directors of the private BNC. Okay, so they registered a company, and they, the two of them, together are the directors of the company, the two directors of the company. On October 26, 2018, the couple opened a corporate account for their private BNC at Universal Merchant Bank, UMB. According to the mandate on the account, either of the directors could sign checks and approve transactions on the account. In his capacity as director, Mr. Eduboyin, on January 30, 2020, signed a contract on behalf of the government of Ghana and the National Security Council on the one hand, and on the other hand, an Israeli company called ISC Holdings Limited. The contract was for the purchase of a cyber defense system software at a price of $7 million United States of American dollars. Let us call this contract the GOG ISC contract. On February 6, 2020, Mr. Eduboyin then transferred an initial amount of 27,100,000 Ghana cedis, that is, from the National BNC's operations account at Fidelity Bank to the private BNC account at UMB. Official documentation on the transfer revealed that the amount was for the payment of cyber defense system software, which the National BNC was buying from ISC Holdings in Israel. Mr. Eduboyin, in effect, transferred the money from the National BNC to his private company, the private BNC. A review of the transactions on the bank accounts reveals that once the funds from the National BNC landed in the account of his private BNC at UMB Bank, Mr. Eduboyin caused his private BNC to transfer an amount of 9,537,520 Ghana cedis to ISC Holdings in Israel. By the exchange rate at the time, this amount was the Ghana cedi equivalent of 1,750,000 United States of American dollars. To justify or facilitate the transfer of the 9.5 million and the 9.5 million, Mr. Eduboyin fraudulently attached a copy of the Government of Ghana ISC contract as well as an invoice which he held out as an invoice issued by ISC Holdings Limited or in respect of the Government of Ghana ISC contract. On March 18, 2020 and March 30, 2020 respectively, he again transferred 21 million Ghana cedis from the National BNC Director's account at Fidelity Bank to the same private BNC account at UMB. The narration of the transaction indicated that it was for a payment of the cyber defense systems that the National BNC was buying. The transfer from the National BNC's account brought the total transfers that he made to his private BNC to 49 million Ghana cedis. By the exchange rate at the time, this amount was exactly the Ghana cedi equivalent of 7 million United States of American dollars. The exact full amount which he quoted as the price at which ISC Holdings sold the cyber defense equipment to government of Ghana.
Now, Kweku, he's also alleged to have embezzled more than 30 million cedis of state funds. Tell us more.
Yes, if you listen to the Attorney General, he speaks about the fact that a total of nearly 50 million and approximately 49.5 million were transferred from the Bureau of National Communications, the erstwhile Signals Bureau, to this BCN company that had been founded by its Director General, its boss. And 9 million were used to pay the Israeli firm for that software, and the 39 million were misapplied and were used for the purpose of the Director General and his wife. Listen to the Attorney General again.
All the payments transferred to the invoice, a number from ISC Holdings, all the payments reference the invoice number from ISC Holdings to the National BNC. Importantly, after the initial transfer of the 9.5 million Ghana cedis, which was the equivalent of 1.750 United States of American dollars from the private BNC to ISC Holdings, no further payments were made to ISC Holdings. A review of the transactions on the private BNC account reveals that after the payment of the 1,750,000, Mr. Edubuahen and his wife began applying the rest of the funds for their personal use, making transfers to local third parties, personal investment, as well as transfers to unknown persons. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen of the media, we have all the account details, we have all the receipts, and any person who took money from Mr. Edubuahen from that account, we know. Our investigation, which was conducted by EOCO, as I've indicated, has established that the ultimate beneficial, in essence, the difference between 49 million Ghana cedis being the money Mr. Edubuahen transferred from the bank account of the National BNC to his private BNC, and 9.5 million being the money he actually paid to the ISC Holdings for the software, ended up with him and his wife. That is to say that the sum of 39,462,480 Ghana cedis of taxpayers' money went into their private pocket. The investigation has revealed that the ultimate beneficial owner of BMC Communications Limited.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's another company known as Advantage Solutions Limited. 10 other companies are through a very complex web of shareholding and directorship connected to Mr. Edubuahen and his wife, Angela. Investigations have also established that monies mostly proceeds of crime from the Advantage Solutions Limited and BNC Communications Bureau Limited and other similar sources have been transmitted under very suspicious circumstances through the bank accounts of these companies. The investigations have revealed so far that the suspect and his wife have registered companies which we are currently tracking. We are tracking all the companies. There are about 10, of them that they created with Advantage Solutions mostly owning all the companies. For purposes of the investigation that is ongoing, we are not going to disclose those companies. But I want to warn any executive, director, or employee of each of the companies who, knowing that Mr. Edubuwaye has been arrested, if they make movement of assets, we will track and arrest them and prosecute them. So they are all warned. All banks are also warned that if we see any wire transfers or cash withdrawals on any of the accounts belonging to Mr. Edubuwaye and his companies, the bank managers and all their employees who are involved in those transfers will equally be arrested. After this press conference, no activity, and we are monitoring all their bank accounts from the Financial Intelligence Center. With a press of a button, we can see the movement of money, on any of the accounts. So we are monitoring that very, very closely. We know, for instance, that the three banks that they have been dealing with, substantial financial transactions are UMB, Fidelity Bank, and Stanbic Bank. So we are monitoring them keenly. And the managers of this bank, if they are listening to me, should be careful about what they do on any account connected to Mr. Edubuwaye and his wife and their company.
Well, okay, good. So Mr. Edubuwaye and his wife are accused of using these funds to buy landed properties in Accra and elsewhere. What are the details?
Here's how it gets interesting. The Attorney General and the investigation conducted by Yoko and allied security institutions have laid out tens of properties that have allegedly been purchased by Mr. Edubuwaye and his wife, who jointly own a company, including at one point buying 27 houses in Oyarifa.
The investigations also established that the proceeds from the suspects' activities were used to buy significant landed properties and other assets of considerable value, both in Ghana and elsewhere. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the press, my fellow countrymen and women, I want to give you a sample of what we have discovered so far. We have tracked most of the assets. So, the properties that are in their names, their joint names, or sometimes in their, in their individual names, are as follows. We have number 2 Stream Park Drive, Mayfair Estates, LA, that is La Accra. For that, they deposited, and we have the deposit slip as well as the receipt from the estate developer, $1 million United States of American dollars. Number 6 Edith Avenue, Mayfair Estates, La Accra. Deposit $500,000 United States of America. That's American dollars. That's the initial deposit. All right. Then we have number 7 Edith Avenue, Mayfair, $100,000 of American dollars deposited for the property. Number 8 Edith Avenue, Mayfair Estates, La Accra, $97,815 United States of American dollars was deposited for that property. But we are sure that other cash payments were made to complete the purchase and then the transfer of ownership. So we are tracing all those documents. Number 9 Edith Avenue, Mayfair Estate, $270,000 United States of American dollars deposited, initial deposit for the purchase. Number 10 Edith Avenue, Mayfair Estates, Accra, $150,000 United States of American dollars deposited. Now, he also owns a company known as Vertex Properties. Vertex Properties. And we've traced the proceeds of crime to Vertex Properties also. They have Vertex Properties owns 27 houses located at Oyarifa. Each house an estimated cost of $295,000 United States of American dollars. We also know that they have 2 properties in London that we are tracking, and I'm going to trigger the legal assistance between the United Kingdom and Ghana for us to be able to lay hands on those properties. Now, we also know, we've been following the bank transactions very closely, and we know that on February 11, 2020, the made a 16 million fixed deposit from the payment received from BNC Security. This was from the initial payment of 27,100,000 Ghana cedis. On April 3rd, 2020, Mr. Duboy alone withdrew 7,250,000 Ghana cedis, okay, in cash. He withdrew that in cash. This payment came out of the second transfer of the 21 million from BNC National Security to BNC, his private company. On April 24th, 2020, 1.5 million cash withdrawal was made. On the same day, he made payments to a real estate company to the tune of 1,566,000. So you see the coincidence, okay, of the transactions that were taking place. Then February to September, out of the 49 million, which was transferred from BNC National Security to his private BNC, about 99% was withdrawn by him personally. And they were largely very large cash withdrawals. And we believe that those were the withdrawals that were made for him to make the deposit for the properties that I enumerated above.
So that's Dr. Dominic Ayine, Ghana's Attorney General and Minister for Justice there. Let me bring in an anti-corruption campaigner, Adam Senanu, who joins us via the phone. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, how does this come to you as a campaigner against graft?
Well, I think it's an important milestone to the extent that any public officer who has been engaging in these kinds of actions and thinks that they can get away with it would begin to recognize that the terrain is changing and likely to be uncovered. And they're hoping that the evidence to be done is compelling enough for court processes to arrive at a conclusion. And I'm happy that the AG decided to put it out at this point where there have been all these issues, what is going on. And so we're looking forward to see how all of this will end up.
But if you listen to the AG, does it give you that conviction that maybe this one, the state really has its hands on something that could tie, you know, the suspects down?
He appears convinced that he does have credible evidence, but as himself argued, it is up to him to put it together and show that it is telling enough for a court to also rule. So it's one thing when the lawyers or the AG says, I have the evidence. Mm-hmm. It's another thing when you get to court and you have to prove that beyond reasonable doubt that this is what has transpired. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a start. Let's see how it all ends.
But if you look at the fact as put out by the AG, isn't there any, or can there be any element of pure coincidentality than say, yes, indeed, there's some practice of corruption here in terms of the fact that we've heard?
I think we would be speculating if we wanted to talk about whether it's just coincidence or not coincidence. Mm. And I'm quite sure that the AG wasn't giving us everything that he has under his sleeves. Nobody who is going to court and knows that there's going to be a defense would want to put out everything that they have. Mm. So I think rather than speculate, let's wait for them to get to court. Mm. But the AG appears significantly convinced that he has information that is credible and that shows that there's been some form of, you know, untoward behavior, for which reason he's called a press conference.
I mean, whenever there's a change in government, we do hear bits and pieces of some of these things, but still corruption and these things that go against the state do happen. How do we ensure that we are preventing other people from going on the same tangent?
Well, I think that one of the things we should all accept is that at the end of the tenure of every government, the subsequent government is going to engage in this process. Rather than describe it as witch hunting, that's just what accountability is. And so those shouting witch hunting, I'm not quite sure they understand the game, the way it is played. What it is that whilst you're in office, the likelihood is that you may not be as thorough or as robust in pursuing your own appointees, etc. But a new government comes in, they are definitely going to put the microscope to everything that has transpired. Let's embrace that. What is more important is that we need leadership that will not just look at the past government, but will ensure that they put in place preventive actions and they will not, as it were, shield any of their own who engage in such actions. And I think that the more that we put this information in the public domain, where high-ranking officers are being held accountable, that serves as a stronger deterrent for other persons in these positions who may think that they can get away with such kinds of fraud and criminality.
Quite interesting. We'll keep watching how this one travels. I'm grateful to you, Adam Senanu, for joining us here. He is an anti-corruption campaigner. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray, and Coil Enjoy, Holy Sleep. Up next is Newsnight.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.